Google's search algorithm revolutionized access to information on the web and has dominated the search market for more than a decade. But the company takes nothing for granted. Google's tightly protected complex formula, its secret sauce, is constantly being tweaked, both to offer better content and to lower the rankings of websites that use devious methods to manipulate search results. Google makes these tweaks unilaterally. If it decides that a website is using so-called black hat techniques to artificially boost its rankings and search results, Google has the power to essentially bury it. Matt Cutts, the head of Google's web spam team, is instrumental in making these decisions. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Now, where you come in is when Google catches people trying to game the system unethically or unfairly, cheating, basically. These people are often called black hats. Mm-hmm. Can you give me some example of black hat operations that you've had to fiddle with the algorithm to combat?
Black hat stuff can start from really simple, for example, white text on a white background, all the way to really complex, the sorts of things like viruses, malware. There are even people who will hack websites and then inject links that only search engines will see. So there's some really sneaky stuff that people will do, and people are always trying to find a way to game the system or rank higher than they deserve to rank.
White text on white background. This is so simple and so sinister. This is when you take keywords and you put them in white on white so that a computer can read them. Can you tell me what people do along those lines and why?
Absolutely. The white text might say cartoons, and then the actual content of the page could be pornographic, for example. So you don't want someone to search for a word like cartoons and land on a page that turns out to be porn. And if you're hiding text, or if you're showing different content to search engines than to users, then in some way that's deceptive because we don't get to see what a user saw.
There's been a lot of talk about content farms like demand media and associated content and others. And there has been a lot of speculation about what Google has done recently that would have a particular effect on content farms and make it harder for them to get their stories high up on Google PageRank.
In fact, we started to roll out a new change to our algorithm that tends to rank lower quality or shallow content sites lower in the search results, which ends up with higher quality sites showing up higher. We always try to have our ears open and listen to the feedback from the outside world, and that's actually something we've been working on even before people were discussing this recently.
As you go in and fiddle around the margins to keep the black hats from performing their tricks, is the algorithm getting so complicated that there's a risk of it getting away from you and no longer delivering the kind of pure results that are everybody's goal?
I wouldn't say so. Thanks to the work of a lot of engineers at Google, we've paid attention to trying to make sure that our system is maintainable, that it's understandable, and that there are good reasons for the different changes that we make.
Now, there's another issue that comes up, and that is omnipotence. You have so much market share. You are so much the only game in town at this point that you can enforce these things unilaterally without hearing or due process, putting the whole online world more or less at your mercy. Is there any process by which the people who are affected by algorithm changes and updates can make a case for themselves?
We have a webmaster forum where you can show up and ask questions, and Google employees keep an eye on that forum. And in fact, if you've been hit with what we call a manual action, there's something called a reconsideration request, which essentially is an appeal that says, I'm sorry that I was hiding text or doing keyword stuffing, and I've corrected the problem. Could you review this? And over time, we've, I think, done more communication than any other search engine in terms of sending messages to people whose site have been hacked or who have issues, and then trying to be open so that if people want to give us feedback, we listen to that.
When you make a switch and whatever, hit send to codify it in the Google algorithm, do you and your team, you know, exchange high fives and hoot and holler because you've put another black hat out of business?
I think it's not a good idea to be completely impassioned. You don't want to act out of anger.
Yeah. Them is pretty words, Matt Cutts, and I don't disbelieve you, but there must have been at least one time when you went, take that.
whenever you do run across someone who's especially creative and especially doing harm to users, then absolutely, it is satisfying to feel like you have made search better for everyone else. But the vast majority of the time, you really want to approach it from a centered, calm place and try to ask, what's the best thing for users? Any change will have some losses, but hopefully a lot more wins than losses.
Just doing my job, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Yeah, good talking to you.
Software engineer Matt Cutts is head of Google's web spam team.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.